If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want
this
money!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof, like I always wanted him. I never hated him, I never traded him. And if I did, I never traded him.
You
know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch on YouTube if you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I'm morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
How are you, buddy? You look like you enjoyed today's drive.
Oh my goodness! Like,
but you know what the thing is funny is like you feel like you were surprised there was traffic today on a Monday.
Mm. No, but I feel like I left plenty early enough.
Nah,
gotta be more responsible.
I could have told you that. I could have told you that today was a leave with a 7 on it if there ever was one, for sure. And I left at 6.
I got you.
You know. It's one of those days, buddy.
But like you don't know that before you get in your car.
Oh, I knew it. I did know it.
If you did that,
I know the city, and I know that when you have to get to Miami and you have to get there at a certain time, I know. Why don't I add an hour and a half to that?
Okay,
just by Miami. That's what it does.
I know.
First thing Tobin does when he gets up is check Golden Glades.
Pretty much.
First thing you got to do.
And I know it's going to be bad.
Well, I didn't go Golden Glades.
What did you say?
I went the back way.
Oh, another mistake.
Why? No.
Another mistake.
Whoa.
Oh, well, pretty good, though. 10-04.
Single digits.
That's not bad.
10-04 for a closer location.
Still trying to get places in 15 minutes, huh?
You were lost?
What? How do you get lost coming here?
Just come to the big building that says Kaseya.
How do you get lost coming here?
You live down here.
Has not moved.
You're one of the people that live down south that brag about how great things are. And oh, it's great down here. Have you been here? And have you been there? And you got lost?
Crazy, dude. Let's get to some headlines here brought to us by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Tonight, we got Monday Night Football. Miami Dolphins taking on the Tennessee Titans at 7:30. Game Day Uncensored gets going at 3:30. We obviously have plenty to get to with the Miami Hurricanes and their comeback win over Virginia Tech that the refs, I thought for sure, were trying to steal.
Sabotage.
I thought for sure they were. I thought the hose job was in, dude.
Absolute
sabotage. I got in a fight or discussion, we would call it.
Wow.
With a Canes fan Saturday.
Why?
And let me tell you why. Why, if the call is the call, okay? So, if they make the call right and they overturn it, why did you think, oh, I thought the Canes were going to get screwed? The call is the call.
Because they kept saying on the broadcast it was called touchdown, right? Okay.
There wasn't anything to overturn.
And if there was inconclusive evidence, it would have stayed touchdown.
And you know what? From the second they showed the play, I'm like, there's no way.
There's no way.
You know why? Because, first of all, the guy who had his hand on the ball was out of bounds.
I understand why they call touchdown because
it's easier to review.
I don't think it completes reviewable. I don't know
right.
what it is.
That's why they err on
but
the
I was
side
still
of
scared.
Caution.
I was still scared.
It's like the same. But I was like, let's not say, like, oh, the Canes almost got screwed.
They
no,
did.
No,
dude.
You didn't.
I saw it.
I didn't say they almost got screwed. I just thought they were going to get screwed.
The fix was in. I seen it.
That's it. If you're a fan of the other team. So, Virginia Tech think they got screwed?
Oh, they do think they got screwed.
Yeah, no, for sure.
No, they for sure thought
they got
screwed.
I've heard a lot.
I don't know.
When is it the call is the call?
I don't understand what you're meaning there.
The call is the call.
The call is touchdown.
But You said why they call it that. Because mm-hmm. they err on the side of caution. You can always overturn it the other way.
Right.
Okay. But once they come down with the final results, mm-hmm. why does anybody think they got screwed? It wasn't a touchdown.
It wasn't.
Simple as that.
Scared me.
So it doesn't mean that Virginia Tech got screwed because they call it a touchdown. Or it doesn't mean Miami almost got screwed because they called it a touchdown. They got it right. It wasn't a touchdown. So why is anybody complaining when you can't complain about something that never was a touchdown?
Understandable. But I just don't think the angle was definitive enough. It was weird.
No, but here's
the
thing.
It was pretty definitive.
When they showed him going back,
yeah.
the dude's shoulders were pointing over here.
Yeah, yeah.
That supposedly caught the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he turned back.
And the other thing that killed it was the cane was out of bounds without the touchdown.
Right. That's the most important thing there.
And that was the determination. Like, once the ball touches a guy who's out of bounds,
it's out. It's done.
It's done.
Right. So whether he caught it or not
is
a moot point because
I was kind of mad that it even got to that point, to be honest with you.
Well, at that point, listen. At that point, look, and you're going to have a bunch of games like this, right, where – you don't play your best. The other team's playing flawless, right? And mm-hmm. and what you have to do is get out of there with a win. Right. Everybody gets so consumed with, you know, oh, they're not blowing this team out because somebody in Vegas said it's a 16-point spread, mm-hmm. and the win is not important. The win is important, okay? Because guess what? When you lost against Georgia Tech last year, everybody's like, why couldn't we just get out there with a win? Who cares about the point spread? So – look, they won. Let's, you know, Cam was great. Even though with the turnovers, you still don't win the game without Cam.
Oh, well, so, I think that's the only thing I come out of the Canes game with, which I'm happy about because I'd rather just take the Heisman Trophy winner. But what?
You know, one thing happens. And then the other thing happens.
I don't want to quibble.
Which means
I don't want to
if you don't win,
my bigger point is
if you don't win games, your guy ain't going to win the Heisman.
Right, but I guess the thing that I came out of it with are we more Cam or nothing than I thought because he's just that good.
Okay,
that's the only thing I came out of it, which I don't care because he's on the team.
Okay,
you know.
Okay,
that's like a Jimmy Butler thing. Like who cares? We have Jimmy Butler, but like who cares? Okay. We have Cam Ward. That was the only thing because I'm with you. Showed guts. Other Canes teams I think could have wilted.
Right, and that's how you can move forward with this, is that you look at last year's Georgia Tech game. You look at some of the games last year where they got punched in the mouth and folded, mm-hmm. right? And they didn't have that fight where, look, you fight till the end, right? So now you see your team, you go out there, and no matter what, they're fighting. You know, now they ain't tackled very well, which is like so frustrating.
Yeah, that was. Yeah,
you want your guy to break tackles, but when the other team.
How many yards did that running back have?
It seemed like every time. It seemed like whenever he needed five or six, he got five or six.
Got as much as he needed.
And I don't know why, on God's green earth, with the way that game was going,
mm-hmm.
right? Unless the coach thought that we needed to. Score more points, that he would go a fake field goal.
Ooh, thank God.
I don't understand that.
We really don't. Ooh, that was good.
All right, we're going to get everybody settled in here. We're over at Heat Media Day. We don't know how it's going to go. You know how it is. It's chaotic. So everybody just be on your toes. We should have a lot of fun here today. Boy Wonder himself, Tyler Hero, joining the program. Hello, Tyler.
What's up, guys?
It's good to have you again.
How's it going?
Top of the top.
It's we were just talking a little NCAA football, and you were giving college Leroy football. The business.
Yeah, but he did. He did say, "Oh, I didn't know. You know, you got to support. You know where you went to school." But he said, "Oh, you went
you
to
got
Michigan."
It.
Yeah, I got to.
In do they even have an NCAA hoops? Like, do you always have to play Kentucky?
They. Were you saying the basketball?
Yeah. If you play basketball,
is there even a college basketball NCAA?
No.
There should be.
No.
The football just
makes so much more money. I feel like that is a staple that college football is.
Football
is basketball, but football is. Everyone loves the football game.
Those fans are rabid up there, though. Like you got the Kentucky. My uncle's a rabid Kentucky Wildcats fan. He actually told me about you when you guys drafted you and Bam. Because anytime you guys draft Kentucky, I'm like, I always get the scouting report from you guys. It's insane that arena.
No, it is. I mean the whole. Lexington just loves that whole Kentucky campus, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is. They're diehard fans. It's the only, besides Louisville, they're the only real like sports team in the state. So they really support and come out hard for Kentucky.
How was the summer? Any? It looked like you had yourself a time, man. You have an album come out? I thought you put like a little Instagram. Looked like I saw a snippet. I think I saw you in the lab.
No, I had a great summer. Had a lot of fun. Definitely excited to be back, though. Definitely.
So no album.
No, I'm not. I don't have an album. I like to dibble and dab.
That's like it's like a hobby. Like yeah. You like do that as a fun.
But I'm not releasing any music anytime soon. So
this is like probably one of the longer off seasons you've had, right?
Yeah,
since you've been here.
That's what I said. I was ready to get back and just into like a routine. I was felt like I was hanging out too long.
That's when you start feeling uncomfortable. I'm supposed to be doing something.
I know I'm working out, but I need to fill my day with a little bit more than just working out. So I'm excited to be back.
From your standpoint, like, how did you take the end of last year? Like, you guys obviously didn't feel like you had all your horses there at the end. Such a bitter rivalry with Boston. So, like, when you reflect back on that, like, what did you, I guess, take from the ending of that season?
I mean, obviously, the whole year we were kind of banged up from the beginning to the end. So, really, we didn't have much of a, you know, a chemistry of me, Jimmy, and Bam also didn't play much together. And then you had Terry into the mix. And he ended up going down, or I went down first, then he went down. And then Jimmy goes down before the playoffs. So it was just a tough situation to be in. Obviously, we were very motivated to win and, you know, try to beat the Celtics. We were one of the – I think they were the only team that beat them once, right? Us and –
I think – did he get one?
Someone else. But either way, it wasn't good enough. But, you know, it's just – it was a tough situation to be in, obviously. But, you know, you reflect on it and everyone's back healthy and we're ready to roll.
A lot of people have asked about like you and Terry because we never really got to see that. Like as soon as you got back, he got hurt with the weird neck thing.
Yeah.
Did you guys like spend any time together this summer, getting to know each other a little bit better, or anything that you feel like will help mesh that that kind of unknown going into this year?
I mean, we hung out definitely quite a bit in the summer. So I mean, we're definitely friends. We don't hate each other. we'll see how it works on the court, but you know, we hung out and we, you know, like I said, we're cool. So
I always wonder how that works, because you know, a lot of times people predetermine how it's going to fit together.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are trying to make it work together,
right?
And so you go into it with a whole different mindset. You know, right. You go into it like, oh, I like this, you like this, or whatever. How long does that really take? Because now that you have a personal relationship and you're friends, it kind of helps with that, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, anytime you're playing with someone that you like, is easier because you want to see their success. You want them to be successful, and ultimately you're happy for them when they're doing their thing. So at the end of the day, I think there will be – you know, some things we have to work out, as every year we have to do that no matter who's on the team. So, you know, we'll work it out and we'll just continue to see how it goes and continue to get better with it. And we have two really good guards, and obviously you add Duncan to it too. And so I think our backcourt is really, really good.
I would agree with that. I think I saw on your social media there was a posting of a ranking that – you may have. I'm just interpreting, so you tell me if I'm right or wrong. It could be something, it could be nothing.
No,
did you find the ranking of 87 to be a slap in the face? Did you find that to be too low? What was the reasoning behind that?
Yeah.
Because I do.
No, I think it's too low. But I don't make the rankings. If I made my rankings, it would be a little bit different than that. So everyone has.
Of course, you should, right?
Everyone has their own opinion, and you know, it's cool. So I'm cool with it.
How much do you find stuff like that? Like, do you find that stuff motivating anymore, or is it like has become less so? Because you're a guy, you're used to, you
honestly,
know, dealing with the noise, and you deal with it well.
Yeah, honestly, it hasn't even got to. I'm always motivated. I got two beautiful kids that motivate me enough. So like a ranking, honestly, is more of like a. I look at that ranking and kind of just laugh. Like yeah, honestly,
wait. I'm gonna tell you what you do. You look at the list. And you go, Hey, you see this guy right here?
And I respect everybody on the
you
list.
You respect everybody, but again, it's from what you believe you are, not from them. And so you look at the list and go.
There's also players on the list that I've seen throughout the summer. We played one-on-one. We shot. We did our thing.
And they don't know that, though. Right.
And they don't know that. And right. Those players might even tell you that they're not better than me from what I've done to them. So I'm not even going to.
Wait a minute.
In the summer. I'm not saying in the game.
So I'm accurate then.
Yeah, so
you still remember the guy replaced you with.
Oh, yeah. I remember when they shipped me out of Baltimore and they brought in Bam Morris. I still got his stats.
that's what makes us who we are, you know.
Right, and
that's
like, I'm like, you. It's okay, though. It's okay to think. Yeah. You say, oh, no, he ain't better than me. Mm-hmm. And you go out there and see, I told y'all. Like, that's.
Yeah, like I said, though, I respect everyone that was on the list and definitely excited to see how they perform as well. So,
yeah,
it's cool.
You, as a dad, do you have a number one cartoon you secretly like to watch the kids? Bluey?
It's got
to
be Bluey, too.
Paw Patrol?
It's okay. We want that.
Right now, we did like a Mickey Mouse tour at Disney World. So
they not old yet.
Right now, it's Mickey Mouse. We've went through – there's a show called Coco.
Cocoa melon.
Yep.
It's not cocoa melon.
No. Oh, it's not different.
It's different. Yeah, cocoa's different from cocoa melon.
Watch out. You gotta know.
I apologize for disrespect. My kids have gone out of that age range.
You better not put the wrong thing on the TV for them kids.
Nah, man.
This ain't Mickey, Daddy. This is not Mickey. What are we doing?
Really? It's crazy.
Miska Muska. Tyler, appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
And we done. I was having some fun.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great day. Miami Heat Media Day.
Tell Dunce I'm looking for one.
Okay.
Tyler Hero, Boy Wonder. We appreciate him stopping by the program there.
Hey, next time you send us a list. It's okay if you draw a couple of lines, you know, under the names that we talking about, so we can be on the same page.
All right, there you go. We got a lot of things working here.
The crazy thing is, you know what I hate about sports?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talk to these guys, and you like them, and they're personable, and like, we've always been that way.
Yep.
Then the season starts, something happens, and you trade them.
That's not true. That's not fair.
Come on, dude.
I ride the wave of the season.
That's what I'm saying.
I ride the wave of the season. However it goes, it goes.
That's fine.
He's a prisoner of his emotions.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, it seems like that. And what you do would be more difficult after having a conversation with these guys.
Right.
It doesn't.
Program, we're live from Miami Heat.
We're live.
Appreciate Tyler Hero for stopping by the show.
I'm trying to think if I want a little action since I got a little cush.
You did good yesterday.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, that's right. What's your prize pick?
5 out of 5.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Well done.
Good, sir.
Good job by you.
Good job by you. Was there a thing in the NFL Sunday that you
was terrified of? Yeah. I didn't realize that the weather was terrible in New York and I had Aaron Rodgers to go. And remember I talked about it. I'm like, all right.
Dude, I was
by the way, win.
Hey.
Where's Vlad?
Where's Vlad?
Yeah. Win-win. So I was like, there's no chance I have a win in this because between the two teams, they had 20 yards of offense in the first quarter. So I'm like, there's no way I win this game. Right? No way. So I go, I just dismiss it. And so after the game was over, I looked and I'm like, wow, the Jets lost. Maybe they were playing catch up, right? Then I looked at Aaron. 1 yard. 1 yard. Yeah. I had to get more than 223 and a half. He ended up with 225.
Wow.
I'm like, wow.
That was, I thought for sure, I was watching that game, and I thought for sure, I'm like, Sean Payton. I'm like, just go for it, dude. Like, you know, try and kill this
No,
thing.
Why?
It's because they're going to have the kicker. The kicker, like, it's windy. It's nasty weather. You're going to give them more space to essentially set up a winning field goal. Like, I thought they should have just gone for it. And they didn't. And so I thought for sure the Jets were going to win.
Right, because, see, what people don't realize about a long field goal, if it's fourth and one or fourth and two, and you go for it, mm-hmm. and you don't get a yard, okay, say the ball's on the 30, say on the 40-yard line, make it a 57-yarder, right? So the ball's placed on the 57-yard line. Then if I take and go for it, it stays there. Right on the 40-yard line. Mm-hmm. If I kick a field goal, they now get the ball on the 50, on the 47, because it goes where you kick the field goal. So one of the reasons why I would go for it, either go for it or punt, because you're giving up yards if you miss.
Right.
And that's what happened. They get seven more yards.
I got the point. Like, you were going to say, oh, I need them now, because they would have gone up four. So you're like, okay, now they have to score a touchdown. I'm like,
in these conditions where no touchdowns were scored. Now, that's almost seemed like you being super aggressive. But kicking in that building, I don't know what it is about New York. It's always windy. The wind's always swirling. And you could kick a ball that goes straight and then just make a right-hand turn. So, like, that's the other thing. But I was thinking, okay, punt it. Just if you have a 20-yard punt, the chances of Aaron Rodgers going from his own 20 to field goal range, right, based on the way the game has gone, is nearly impossible.
Well, he was the next one who was, look, man, I don't know. He got the snot kicked out of him.
Ooh, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And it always seemed like it always seemed like they were jumping on the back of his legs because he couldn't get away.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm always going.
Yeah. I felt the same way.
Right.
I felt the same way. You know, I know he was saying, like, you know, the weather stunk. My throw stunk, too.
It was, I mean, did you see old Bo Nix? What does he have, baby hands?
Oh, wow. Look at him, man.
There he is.
The great Jason Jackson. Paul, you want to work for us? You want to pull up for a second, Ooh. Jax? Yeah, pretty much. Jason Jackson, the great Jason Jackson. Popping on.
Y'all
here.
Think he could talk on the radio? Play 18 Holes with him.
Oh, better not bring your kids. That's the thing. By the way, I'm so tired of that M on your left breast right now. I had to fly to Michigan, to Detroit, to get to Bowling Green for homecoming.
Okay.
Right? Ooh. And which was awesome. It's until we lost to Old Dominion on the last play. But it was Parents Weekend in Ann Arbor. So every Michigan parent from six counties and seemingly the whole world, both in Detroit and MIA. So I've had enough. Congratulations on your little win. We'll see you.
Hey, don't worry.
See you at the end of November.
So
sir.
Me and Metcalf went to the Texas game.
Oh, look at you.
And we've been waiting for it for 30 years. You know, Michigan never played Texas. We there. So we went to the game. It was not. Hey. It was terrible. But you can clearly see where they are versus where the other teams are in the country, because Texas looked really good.
All I can see is there is a lot of tuition coming from South Florida going to Ann Arbor. Yeah. I mean, Concourse H was packed with folks going up there with their credit cards and checks to make sure everybody's – how you guys doing? Everybody
we're good. Right? Good.
I heard
good.
You, welcome back.
It's great to be back. Yeah. I heard you and Amy on the Goron game this summer.
How about that?
I enjoyed that very
much. Is
that
special? How about three countries represented in that broadcast as the game itself is in Slovenia? I'm in Miami, and Amy is in Canada.
That was a great – I don't know what they're saying in Slovenian, but it sounded good.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was pretty cool to see Chris Bosh back on the court.
Oh, my goodness, man. I think I went too long on that, by the way. I almost forgot who was Goran's game because just seeing those two on the floor, think about that period of time when they were together. If they could have spent more time together,
For sure.
What would have been the reality of Heat postseason experience?
No doubt. It's like it's one of those weird what ifs, but I thought it was just cool that he went, you know, because I don't think we see CB in the public eye as much anymore. So for him to do that for Goran on this kind of what if you're going to be reminded of it, I thought was really cool by him.
No doubt. And the fact that he was out there running up and down the floor, and it was just what do you all have on the show? I believe it's Goosies.
That's right.
I believe that's how that works. Yeah, that was 2.5 hours of that. Yeah.
I think the crazy thing is that Chris Bosh was one of the first ADs as far as the guy that was dynamic playing out, you know, outside. And so now you look at all these other guys and you're like, man, we had the first. We had one of the first to be that special and be able to do that many different things at that length.
The thing I remember most and appreciate most about him, outside of the fact that he was great for us.
Right.
Okay, was he, of the big three, and God bless them all, they all made us rich, is that he was so genuine in his listening and answering of our questions, which, by the way, has very little to do with us, even though we have our egos, right?
For sure.
It has to do with the fact of understanding who we're communicating with. And oftentimes you can forget that all of us are only here due to the fan, period.
Right.
All of us. The broadcast, the seats in the arena, our corporate partners, the games themselves are only as popular as people will make them. And I felt like there was some – I always said that he could have gone to Georgia Tech without basketball. That he just had that level of connection and awareness mentally, apparently to be an engineer beyond playing basketball. But of the guys that came here and had to adjust, he had to, of the three of them, he had to adjust the most.
Right.
And all three of them were already franchise guys, right? Had already put themselves in the highest echelon of history of three different franchises. And the fact that he would change himself so much offensively also paled in comparison to what he changed defensively because who was a better blitzer than one? Right. Who was better at getting from the paint out to the perimeter, back to the paint, and trusting that movement more than Chris Bosh?
Is there a thing on this team, because I know everybody comes out of last year with 38 starting lineups, health, but is there something about this team, with either it be the young guys or just seeing more guys together and what that dynamic could be, is there a thing that you go into this camp thinking, I'm very curious to see how this turns out with this roster?
I want to see how pissed everyone is.
Right.
I want that level of disdain, legitimate anger, not hate. Hate is, that's too much. It's too much. It's way too emotional. You can't even control yourself when you're in that space. But just looking around going, wait a minute. Not that we're going to rest on the laurels of what we've done, but why is there no respect for what we've done when we've been healthy? What? Just none. It doesn't exist.
Right.
And so there should be a consistent message from Sioux Falls to the two-way players, to the rotation players, to our starters, that let me just remind you who the bleep we are and how we get down when we are together in this unit playing the way that we can play. Yes, in our parts, but that there now has to be kind of what Spo was talking about in his press conference this morning. What does this group do together? How does it lift those first four guys and whoever's going to be the fifth on top of everybody else that's rotating in? And I think that's got to be fueled by a constant – it doesn't need to be foe, right? It doesn't need to be, you know, one thought we'd do anything ever and, you know, all that silliness. It is simply respect me for the professional that I am and the ability that we have as a unit, and that should be something that can carry you. And there's always those first 20. We're all excited about the first 20 games.
Yep.
We all are. What do you do with that middle 40? Because the sprint in the last 20, that's all about positioning, and you're fired up again. That middle 40, man, when everybody's just
holidays,
dragging you behind, right?
Holidays,
attention flares over to the Super Bowl, college national championship.
Right.
And then when the eyes all swing back around, right when you're in the middle of that 40, are you playing some of your best basketball? Not the very best, but some.
Right. I think the injuries, man.
It's everything.
Like nobody can – it gets to a point where – the way the salaries and the contracts work, you lose the wrong two or three players, you're just not going to be as good as much as you fight. And so I just hope for health. Like you said, I want to see them all play together. Right. We haven't seen it. How's – like, you do all these games. How is that? Again.
Well, there's a lot of whiteout.
Yeah.
My spot boards change way too much. I don't want to even – discuss it, only because it's everything, right? To have your frontline players, and we can next man up it, we can develop it. Those are all things that are important,
right?
But you want your best players as much as you possibly can, and knock on wood, hopefully, you know, you do all you can to get your body in position to absorb some of that.
Right.
And obviously this team had more time than they wanted to do that. And then you go out there and you have to have some luck.
Right.
You have to.
Did you? What was your reaction this weekend to the Knicks trading for Karl-Anthony Towns?
I don't get any of it.
Really?
I don't get any of it. Hmm.
Just none of it. You just felt like it was that they had the perfect package.
I'm like, you're ascending as the Knicks. You're ascending to something. Nothing's perfect now. Hmm. No. But I mean, you're ascending with a group to a certain space. I am of the thinking you don't alter that if you're ascending. Now, if you just look at the Bucks and you look at Philadelphia and you look at Boston and you better look at us and you say, man, we got to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that something else makes you a worse defending team. That something else provides you with zero rebounding. You can fall in love all you want with the pick and rolls of dreams and Golden Hue, which I think that's what New York now has. But I'm confused as to how that team's going to play with the head coach that they have. I'm just like,
they lost their identity with the guys they traded.
And depth.
Yeah. Right.
Who's coming off the bench?
Right.
And doing what when they do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? All due respect to everybody, right? But I'm just saying, if you're moving into that space where you're considered top two in the conference.
Yeah.
And you took away two things that you must have when you play in the Eastern Conference Championship, rebounding and defense. I don't get it. Now, we're getting all the whispers about DiVincenzo maybe not being happy.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. And now let's go to the other side of the deal. So here's Anthony Edwards, right, who is ascending.
Yes,
like
I think that's that relationship.
Rocket ship.
That yep, relationship right? was tense, I bet
I
you.
Don't know.
No?
Again, I think that they're in a very similar place in that they are ascending – to battle the next spot. And we've watched a lot of Julius Randle, right? And I think Jules gets a tough hit, particularly in New York, because they have it, you know.
Oh, they can't make up their mind. Through. One time he's better than Chris Bosh, right. And then the next he's a bum.
But he does.
Who does that?
You really? What? What group?
Who does that?
What fan base would ever do that? But
don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that.
But, man, does he hold the – I mean, he needs a basketball.
Yeah, that's
and,
for sure.
And, by the way, Anthony's getting the basketball.
Right.
All of the time. I mean, like, that's what this kind of created. I like that they added a shooter and a shooter who can defend.
I think they got better defensively, and that's going to be there. Like, they can say they got better at something. New York can't say that.
Right. Now is right. But now Anthony Edwards now has to go be, like, everything he says he is.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. It just both squads said, okay, we're not where – we don't have enough to get through and then clearly cut a deal – and I'm just.
It sounded better than it is.
I'm just a guy with two eyes. Actually, four. I have four. And we're gonna see.
I often talk about there was a preseason. I think it actually was against the Wolves. Well, I was before Solana was with you guys, so I was doing the broadcast with you, and I remember you and I felt like we locked eyes because we saw Bam hit a three. And I was like, oh. And then it kind of just, like, went away.
For
it was just
bit.
To think about.
Yeah.
But in the middle of last year.
A really
year,
cool night in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Middle of the year last year, all of a sudden it was a thing. Right. And then in the Olympics, it was a thing. And I don't, like, we always like, what is he? But do you feel like for him, because we mentioned Chris Bosh, there was an uptick that we started seeing around Bam's age of the attempts back there. Do you feel like this becomes a more regular thing for him that's around the league?
I hope when the team gets back from camp that's something that we continue to see. And I want to hear one line from Spo. All I want to hear is, I need him to take three of those. You know, when he starts putting a number on that, that's when it gets really
speaking of the man,
cool.
I have to kick you out. I'm
brother,
sorry.
You don't have to kick me out. I'm getting out. I saw that look over my shoulder.
Man, I'm going.
Where's he at? Is he going his way in here? He was right behind me. I'm like one step in front of Bam, walking.
Jax, always a pleasure.
Appreciate you, Jax.
Brothers,
thank you, man.
Always a pleasure.
Always.
Thank you for all of your love and support.
Jax,
and let's go Heat.